Okay, PYLO and the war. Something there about showing how, well, when we are there now among PYLO's gang, and we want to show how some can kind of be drawn into religion, in the sense that here you have some of these devotees, bhakti yogis, bhaktas, who took it up. I mean, some of them 50 years ago or more, as you could say, path of mysticism. What it is, a yoga path that leads to self-realization, higher consciousness, higher insights, realizations, a new way of looking at reality and living in reality. And we can follow how they go their path. This can also be like kind of integrated into the story in general. But then you have those others who, according to this first group, kind of formed and entered into a bubble of religion where it's just a matter of having the right faith, being a member of the right group. Following the right leader and so on. And there you are, and that's what it's all about. To go to the meetings, partake in the ceremonies, following the rules and so on. It becomes a kind of a system of piety. And you can put these two, not in conflict with each other, but confronting each other. And how those who have taken that last one here, path, they sometimes even look down upon the first group as if they are not following properly, they're not, are you a member of our group or not? Are you a believer or not? Do you belong to another faith? Ooh, we can kind of play with that a little bit.